Business Podcast. That's nearly 300 episodes strong, giving you business lessons every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. Yes, that's true. Today is episode 297. We're almost at episode 300, and this is a pivotal number for us because on iTunes, they only display up to 300 episodes at a time. So past 300, you're not going to see episodes from the start. So for example, come episode 310, you won't see the first 10 episodes of the $100 MBA show, but you can get all our episodes, no matter how many episodes we put out there, if you subscribe to the show. By subscribing to the podcast, you can get all our episodes that are in the feed, even the first ones, no matter how many episodes we publish. I just wanted to make sure you guys knew that, just in case you wanted to go back to some of the first episodes and you're wondering where they went on iTunes. By subscribing, you'll see it in the feed. All right, guys, today is part one of a two-part lesson in a crash course about Google Analytics. Why you should use Google Analytics, how do you use it, and how can it benefit your business and improve sales? And of course, how to use Google Analytics on your website. I'm going to share with you a lot of the details in this two-part lesson, and I'll also share with you a resource that you can check out just in case you want to take a deeper dive into Google Analytics. Let's get into it, guys. Let's get down to business. Episode of the $100 MBA show is sponsored by Privlo. Can't get a mortgage because you're self-employed, make an uneven income, or have an old credit blemish? Privlo, a private mortgage lender, can help where traditional mortgage lenders can't. Privlo is a new kind of mortgage lender that takes a holistic view of your finances to see if you qualify for a mortgage. To apply, go to privlo.com/podcast and fill out a simple online form. You'll have a decision within hours. That's privlo.com/podcast. Privlo, get home. NMLS ID 107643. Let me start this lesson with what is Google Analytics and why is it important? Google Analytics is simply a tool that you can use to track behaviors, data, any kind of information that you can gather about the traffic on your website. This includes demographic information, how many people visit, how often they visit, a whole lot more. But why is this important? Why would you need this information? Now, in this two-part lesson, I'm not going to geek out too much on all the little tools and tricks of Google Analytics. I'm going to show you how to use it as an entrepreneur, how it can help your business and your business website. And this leads me into why it's important. It's important because you need to know what's working and what's not working on your website so you can make the proper changes. And it's hard for you to know what's working and what's not if you're not tracking these changes, if you're not tracking your website. And what Google Analytics does is it allows to track everything that's going on. What pages are popular, which ones are not popular, which ones are people leaving, how long they're staying on your website, a whole lot of information. But you can only see what's working and what's not working if you test things. You have to try new things. So if I don't change my website ever, then I'm going to get information and I won't see what's working, what's not, because I'm never changing it. So what you want to do is change headlines, change the format, change the navigation on your website. So you may want to change the order of the items on your navigation. The point is you have to change things to see if that serves my website or it doesn't. All right, let's move on. So why choose Google Analytics? There are other options out there. One of the more popular ones is Kissmetrics. But Google Analytics is free. For the most part, the other ones are paid services. Now, I'm not telling you to choose Google Analytics just because it's free. It's actually quite powerful, and it's powerful enough for your purposes, what you need to do. For most businesses out there, Google Analytics is more than enough. Plus, it's super easy to use, and Google's constantly updating it to improve it. So the whole point of using Google Analytics is to know your audience, to know who is coming to your website, where they're coming from, what device they're using, what browser they're using. And by the way, your site will look different on different browsers. You may want to check out your site on all the browsers like Firefox, Safari, Chrome, and you need to make sure your site is optimized for each one, especially the ones that get you the most traffic, and you'll know that through Google Analytics. So what would you do with that information, that demographic information? So for example, If you had an e-commerce store, let's say, for example, you sold t-shirts, and you found out that about 20% of your visitors come from France, you might want to offer something special to your customers in France, like maybe some special shipping rates. You want to capitalize on those people that are already interested in your products. You can also find out where your traffic is coming from. How did your customers find your website? Was it a Google search? Did they find a link on another website, like a blog article or maybe even a major publication? One day we saw our website get a lot of traffic, a lot of sales, and we were wondering what happened. So we checked out Google Analytics and found out that Fast Company wrote an article about us. So knowing where your traffic is coming from is really important. You'll also know where people go after your website. What links are they going to? Guys, there's a bit more I want to cover in today's lesson, part one of Google Analytics. But before that, I got to give love to today's sponsor, Privlo. Are you self-employed, an entrepreneur, or business owner who's successful, has good credit, but can't get a mortgage through a traditional lender? Privlo is a new kind of mortgage lender, and they can help. They take a holistic view of your finances to see if you qualify for a mortgage. If you have a bankruptcy or a foreclosure over a year old or a short sale over 6 months ago, you still may be eligible. Same thing if you avoided taking on debt and have a clean but limited credit history. Privlo knows the gig economy is a new normal and built a company that specializes in new home loans tailored to fit real lives. To apply, go to privlo.com/podcast and fill out a simple online form. You'll have a decision within hours. That's privlo.com/podcast or call 855-477-4850. Privlo, get home. And now in an amazing demonstration of compliance, that means Privlo is on the up and up, a few words from the government. Privlo Inc. is a licensed equal housing mortgage lender, NMLS ID 1076413, licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, Illinois' residential mortgage licensee, Washington CL 1076413, Texas License 107679. Now, you might be asking, how do I use Google Analytics? Like, how do I get this on my website? Now, Google Analytics is a software or a program that happens on Google's website, on actually the Google Analytics website. And what you do is you put a tracking link on your website so Google can track your website. It's actually quite easy to install, and it's done in about 3 steps. Inside the $100 MBA training and community, we have a full video course on Google Analytics, along with a Google Analytics checklist that's a great handy guide to follow when you're using Google Analytics. If you want to check that out, just go to 100mba.net. It's all part of what we offer at the $100 MBA. Guys, that wraps up today's lesson, but tomorrow in part two, we're going to talk about how Google Analytics can help you understand your traffic sources, understand the content, what content is working on your website so you can make the right changes to optimize your website, as well as setting goals. And don't forget, guys, this Friday is Free Ride Friday, where we give away a free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. If you want to win a free ride and enter our weekly random draw, just drop us an iTunes rating and review. It's our way to say thank you to everyone who's given us their support by letting us know what they love about the show. Leaving us an iTunes rating and review is super easy. If you're on your iPhone, just tap on the cover art right now and you'll see our show notes. You'll see a link that says give us a rating and review. Click on that link and the rest is a piece of cake. If you're on your computer, just go to 100mba.net/show. Guys, I want to leave you with this. You don't have to be a super tech guru to understand Google Analytics or any other software. You just need to know enough so you can use it to your advantage. You should have a general understanding of how to use it, even if you have somebody that manages your website. You should be able to go in there and understand and analyze information so you can make and recommend the right changes to your web guy or gal, or make the changes yourself. All right, guys, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's lesson, part two of this crash course in Google Analytics. I can't wait to teach it, guys. I'll see you then, guys. Take care.